AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Iran says it doesn't want a war, but it's ready for one. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says it shot down a U.S. drone this morning, and the U.S. is now responding. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
U.S. Central Command says an Iranian missile shot down the RQ-4A Global Hawk as it flew in international airspace. Captain Bill Urban's dismissing Iranian reports that the drone was operating over Iran, saying this was an unprovoked attack on a U.S. surveillance asset. The military had said Iran fired on another drone last week.
Joe Biden's pushing back against those who say he should apologize for what he said at a fundraiser.
Joe Biden says there's not a racist bone in my body. The Democratic presidential candidate has been facing criticism for saying the Senate got things done with civility decades ago when he served alongside segregationists, arguing that Washington ran more smoothly back then versus today. The former vice president adds what he was talking about Tuesday was the Senate's ability to pass the Voting Rights Act, saying you don't have to like the people in terms of their views. Matt Small, Washington.
Officials in the Dominican Republic say baseball legend David Ortiz was shot and wounded by a gunman who mistook him for the real target, another man who was seated at the same table at an outdoor cafe. The failed murder attempt ordered from the United States, say authorities, by Victor Hugo Gomez, an associate of Mexico's Gulf Cartel. They said Gomez had hired a gang of killers to eliminate his cousin, whom Gomez suspected of turning him into Dominican drug investigators. Ortiz is recovering in a Boston hospital. The Paris Air Show is underway, and Boeing says it's negotiating with several customers who may want to buy the 737 MAX jet. This is AP Radio News. This will affect consumer loans and business loans, too. The Fed has decided not to change its key interest rate.
The benchmark rate is staying where it's been since December, between 2.25 and 2.5%. But the Fed is signaling it's prepared to start cutting rates for the first time in more than a decade, if need be, to protect the economy from threats like trade conflicts. It says uncertainties have increased, and it's ready to, quote, act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A small but growing number of people in Europe and in North America are giving up air travel for now because it produces high levels of greenhouse gas emissions. The trend is most prominent at the moment in Sweden. Airlines argue that flying accounts for just 2% of man-made greenhouse gas emissions, and they say planes are becoming more and more efficient. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.